7th of March 2020, Matthew 5:43-48. You have heard how it was said, "You will love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I say this to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the bad as well as the good, and sends down rain to fall on the upright and the wicked alike. For if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Do not even the tax collectors do as much? And if you save your greetings for your brothers, are you doing anything exceptional? Do not even the Gentiles do as much? You must therefore be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Lord expects nothing less than perfection from his disciples. It is an immensely high goal, but that is how our Lord is. He wants the perfect, but has great mercy on our weakness and on sinners. We must learn to understand this dimension well. The Lord always wants us to respond to his love with all that we have and are, because then his plan with us will unfold. If we love, we can love even more. If we live in the truth, we can penetrate it even more deeply. If we become like the Lord, we can become even more so. But the Lord does not expect us to be able to do all this from the beginning. He wants us to earnestly reach out, to try it. Then he will help us in all situations in life, supporting us and giving us the gifts of the Spirit to achieve it. He will also comfort us when we are weak and fall short of what we wanted to achieve, and encourage us to go further. The path of love never ends on earth. A great challenge for the path of perfection is the love of our enemies, which the Lord is presenting to us today. It becomes concrete when there really is someone who wants to do evil to us, or perhaps does evil to us without even realizing it. It is a natural and certainly the first reaction that we withdraw from such people, that we do not want to have anything to do with them. That is a much better answer already than taking revenge and hating. But let us imagine this reaction with God. How would it be if he would withdraw from us in principle every time when we sin, and would no longer want anything to have to do with us? That is, if we live intimately with our Lord, unimaginable. Perhaps it sometimes seems that it is like this, but in faith we know the door of God's heart is always open to us. It remains open even when we reject the offer of God. Even more, God is waiting for us. His saints and angels are praying for us, and the Lord is looking for ways to reach us. This is now our model of perfection. The Father does not withdraw love. He lets the sun rise over evil and good. What does this mean for us? We can only receive such love to our enemies through the grace of God. It is not rooted in our human nature. It is a purely supernatural process. Therefore, we must ask God for it and learn to deal with feelings that react differently. Of course, our feelings would not change in such a way that we now love the enemy emotionally. This seems to be nearly impossible. It is rather a decision of the Spirit and the will. We arrive at this decision through prayers and by contemplating the behavior of the Lord who prayed for his enemies. We can also realize that the enemy who does evil to us is in great danger of losing eternal salvation. It is precisely with these reflections that we understand more deeply why the Lord came to us. He wants sinners to repent, that they may be saved. This desire, and therefore his love, is so great that he takes upon himself all the suffering, and it is precisely in the fulfillment of this incomprehensible great mission that he glorifies the Father. If we try to love our enemies, we can come very close to the Lord. It is a formation of love, a formation of perfection. Should it happen to us in our lives that, for whatever reason, a real enemy arises, then we ask God to act as he himself did. Let us ask the Holy Spirit for strength and our Lord for the same attitude he had towards his enemies. We can also turn to the Mother of the Lord with confidence, for she is also in great concern that people should not be lost. Sometimes a person's hatred may not even be a conscious decision for evil, but may have complex reasons only God knows.
The entrance verse says, "Princes have set to plot against me. They persecute me with falsehood. Help me, Lord my God, because your servant keeps your commandments."